Chapter 2 Poochie's shack was a dilapidated affair, rudely constructed from boards drifted in off the tide, that probably never survived a winter without being blown down at least twice. Coming down from a dune, you could see its weathered tin roof displaying faded ads for hot dogs and soft drinks. Trailing after the little guy, Velda and I were pooped by the time we reached his place. We parked the car a good mile away and had to walk the remainder of the distance in ankle-deep sand. We'd been up around an hour and a half. Back in my hotel room, Poochie had woken with a start and a cry that shook me from a deep sleep and a dream that was a hell of a lot better than sharing a room with a battered beachcomber. But he had settled down quick. He seemed to know that I'd rescued him, and accepted me as his new friend Mike, unquestioningly. I called Velda, and she brought around his washed and still a little damp clothes. He grinned at her goofily and just as unquestioningly accepted her as his new friend Velda. Poochie wolfed down scrambled eggs and bacon and hash browns at a cafe across the street next to the Sidon Palace, the movie house. Velda and I had the same fare and were damn near as hungry as our guest. I was amazed by his recuperative powers. His face was splotched yellow and purple, and his eyes and lips remained puffy. But his manner was happy-go-lucky. There had been no conversation at breakfast about last night, for Poochie right now was all there was. He was sitting at a booth with his new pals, Mike and Velda, gobbling down good grub, and what had been or would be was irrelevant.